90.7 FM, Accra.
Every Thursday evening from 5 to 7 p.m., Left Bank Ciders in Catskill holds a community soup night. Every Thursday, they gather to eat soup made by members of our community, with all the proceeds benefiting a local cause. The soup is homemade, delicious, and affordable. A donation gets you a bowl, some bread, and lots of camaraderie. There's always a vegetarian soup option, and a different charity or cause gets the funds raised each week. They have held several community soup nights for your community radio station, WGXC. Left Bank Ciders is at 150 Water Street in Catskill, and community soup night is there every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Willa Kay of West Shokan, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to WGXC.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Do rural Americans favor Donald Trump because of extremism, racism, and xenophobia? That's what a new book says, but as Olivia Weeks explains, others disagree.
In White Rural Rage, The Threat to American Democracy, authors Tom Schaller and Paul Waldman cite studies they say show rural residents are more worried about immigrants, minorities, and feminists than city people. But Colby College political scientist Nicholas Jacobs says the authors have misread the research.
Scholars have increasingly shown that what really distinguishes rural people is not racial resentment, is not xenophobia, but very particular challenges that only rural people face.
Jacob says crunch the numbers, and rural voters are no worse than their urban peers. But they are often very frightened by the economic challenges facing the communities they love, and feel ignored when talking about that. All three authors agree. Understanding rural voters is crucial to protecting democracy. I'm Olivia Weeks.
Despite a messy start, one higher education reporter says rural students should benefit from the Simplified Free Application for Federal Student Aid Form, or FAFSA. Nick Ferrizzo says the rollout was 3 months late, but over time, it should make students' lives easier.
Somewhere around 750,000 people who previously would not have been eligible for federal aid should be under this new FAFSA.
Ferrizzo says a streamlined application could especially help rural students who are the first in their family to attend college.
It's not just the simplification, but it's also the expansion of access. That should open the door for rural students as well as other traditionally marginalized communities.
Due to rolling deadlines, rural community college students are unlikely to be hurt by FAFSA delays. In Kentucky, a report shows 40% of mines labeled active haven't produced coal in 4 years. Neither dead nor alive, environmentalists call them zombie mines, because the longer they sit idle, the risk grows that the mining operator won't have sufficient funds to pay for reclamation.
If it's just sitting there, nothing productive is happening on that land. And so as they sit there, they tend to deteriorate.
Aaron Savage with Appalachian Voices says the 2021 infrastructure law allocated $11 billion for abandoned coal mine cleanup. But that hasn't happened, and now an environmental coalition is calling for action. Savage says the proposed policies could provide laid-off miners with a paycheck.
If mines were reclaimed more expediently, we would have more miners back at work.
She says reclaimed mines are fertile ground for renewable energy projects like wind or solar. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.
As the impacts of climate change grow, New Yorkers and people across the country are grieving for the environment. Ecological grief, also known as solastalgia, has become an increasing response to climate change. A 2020 American Psychological Association survey finds almost 70% of people feel climate change is impacting their mental health. The Reverend Chelsea McMillan is with Green Faith, a multi-faith climate action organization, which hosts grief circles for people to commiserate about climate change.
People are grieving the decline of bird populations, longhorn sheep that are dying in the Sierra Nevadas due to extreme weather conditions. There was heavy snowfall this past year.
McMillan adds people are also grieving shorter and warmer winters. She sees a growing sense of hopelessness in these circles in response to a lack of political will. Countries worldwide are moving to a climate-friendly future, but it's uncertain how effective these efforts are. A 2022 United Nations report finds global greenhouse gas emissions are declining. However, it's not fast enough to limit global temperature increases to 1.5 degrees by the end of the century. While the grief circles concentrate on environmental issues, they sometimes open up to ongoing current events. McMillan says people are distressed by the growing sense of apathy about the world. She notes this distress has led some people to question their faith.
I think they see a lot of clergy and faith leaders not responding to these crises and instead focusing on the afterlife or focusing on their homogenous communities and how do we protect our homogenous communities from these perceived threats in the world.
McMillan feels times of crisis can strengthen a person's faith. She thinks faith isn't just waiting for God or some higher power to save the day. Rather, it's about being an active participant in heeding the cries of the world. This is Edwin J. Vieira for New York News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC. Hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Number 10.
Next, with Columbia County poet Karen Schomer, let's head to Niverville. This is Welcome to Niverville from Sky Furrows from their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose.
Among the goldenrod, wild iris bloom, hemmed by thistles and thorn bushes. Shapes dart from tree to tree, rustles in the tall grass, rabbit tunnels, deer scat, strands of nests beneath the eaves. Once familiar, being surprising and new. cupboard doors hang open. The surface of the table is uneven, and this is what held words. They came and went, were served and cleared. I can see them in the way the table leans slightly, in the pulled-out chairs and shuffled papers on the floor. Now words are a home, with fresh air blowing through.
Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine,
nine, nine.
Number
number 7.
7.
7.
7.
7. 7.
Sound artist Aki Anda with The Little Girl in Tangier from his 2020 album Bon Voyage Cassette Volume 2.
number 6.
6.
6.
6.
6.
6. 6.
Everybody's restless and they got no place to go. Someone's always trying to tell them something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow, but don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody singing soulful on the radio. Mohammed's radio. You know the sheriff's got his problems too. He will surely take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow. He's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody singing sweet and soulful on the radio. Everybody's desperate, trying to make ends meet. Work all day, still can't pay the price of gasoline and meat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you want to rock and roll all night long? Mohammed's radio. Been up all night listening for his trumpet.
Up all night.
Hoping that the righteous might just come.
Just
I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp. Be watchful for
number
5555555
it's a clear clear secret from Cairo. Color me back to your arms. Color me back to your arms. Color me back to your
it's a clear, it's a clear, it's a clear, it's a clear.
Cairo. Clear signal from Cairo. Clear signal from Cairo. Calling me back to your arms. Calling me back to your arms. Calling me back to your, back to your.
Number
4 4 4 4 4 4 4.
Number nine.
They are standing still
upon the telegraph.
Number nine. Number.
Thank you.
죽자.
2C, the twist,
Eldorado.
Take this, brother. May it serve you well.
Maybe it's not
what?
That.
What?
Oh. Maybe even then. Exposure is something that's so difficult to bear. And it requires exposure,
radio art there from the Beatles with Revolution Number 9 with John Lennon twisting the radio dial along with the other sounds.
Number
2.
Thank you.
That was Tim Hecker with the song I'm Transmitting Tonight from his 2017 album Radio Amor.
Number
one.
Here's Eugene Chadbourne with The Devil on the Radio.
He was brought up to be scared of the devil. He thought he had that all licked. He thought the angels guided his way, not the devil. So the voice on the radio must be a trick.
Devil. Can anybody tell me how I'm coming in?
He said, I can hear you loud and clear. You say, you're the devil. Won't you please tell me who this really is? Is some teenager high on drugs saying he's the devil? Break it, break now. Come on. The door, scared of the devil. There were voices talking tongues in his brain. Could have been a trick, or it might have been the devil. He'll never be the same man again.
There is no cause for concern, Skyfurrows say on their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. Here is the song in question.
Sorry for yelling at me, he says.
away from me, and that distance is a mile. One can get used to anything if the mind permits.